With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief right here on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Tuesday evening to everybody out there. I hope you and your family are keeping safe. I hope you are not evicting your children out of your house. And I ultimately hope everything is smooth. I'm going to be hanging out with you here for the next 4 hours. You can check out the JR Sport Brief every single weekday, Monday through Friday. Swing on through 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. It's time to help you ease your mind. Your mind is not playing tricks on you. If you tuned in yesterday, thank you for that. If you're new today, welcome to the JR Sport Brief. Not your typical, not your ordinary, everyday sports show, okay? Things are a little bit different here. It's all about you. It's about me. I'm not going to sit here and talk forever. I want to know what you think, and I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Millions of Americans finance their dream homes with their help. You can too. Rocket Mortgage is real simple, people. Listen, you push a button, you get a mortgage. It's really that simple, and that's how easy things are here on JR Sport Brief. You can find me online on Twitter, on Instagram, at JR Sport Brief. If you want to call up at any moment in time, if you want to holler at me, it's real simple, 855-212-4CBS. And, you know, things aren't too easy for everybody right now. We're forced to stay in groups of, I think, what, less than 10? We're supposed to wash our hands, which you should have been doing anyway. We're supposed to be clean. We're supposed to take care of ourselves and each other to hopefully get things back to normalcy. And things should be easy. These are things that we always should have been doing. And it's not necessarily always that easy. Make sure you check in on the people that you love, that you care about. Make sure that everyone is smooth. This is a good time to kind of check in on the folks that you love. And basically, show some love. But somebody who isn't feeling the love right now, someone who hasn't been feeling the love for about a week, probably several months, probably sometime now, happens to be a quarterback who came out of Atlanta, Georgia, Westlake High School. His name is Cam Newton. Goes on to Auburn. War Damn Eagle wins a national championship. Is selected number one by the Carolina Panthers, leads them to a Super Bowl in 2015, plays harder than everybody. You can say what you want about Cam Newton and how he dresses and his fancy scarves and his hats and everything else that he does. But Cam Newton, if there's one thing that Cam Newton does, that man shows up to ball. He goes all out. This man is 6'5", and he's out there knocking over any linebacker that wants to come see him. And unfortunately, when he went to that Super Bowl in 2015, he met somebody named Von Miller and friends, and the Denver Broncos decided to wipe him out. And unfortunately, his career has not been the same since. You know, he's been basically a 500 quarterback. He's been besieged by injuries, whether it's his shoulder from a couple of years ago. Well, Cam Newton can't throw the same way that he used to. Well, he has a bum shoulder. And then last season, Cam Newton, former MVP, you know, has a Lisfranc injury in his foot. And we talk about feeling the love, and we talk about how we need to treat each other. The world needs to treat each other. The world needs to come together right now. But Cam Newton made it extremely clear he's not feeling the love. Because last week, the Carolina Panthers basically said, you know what? We have given Cam Newton permission to go out and seek a trade. That's what they said. Cam Newton's response? Well, it's 2020. What other response are we going to have? Cam Newton went online to Instagram and he made it extremely clear. Don't make it seem like I want out of here. This is something that you all have set forth for me. And let's be clear here. David Tepper, billionaire, hedge fund manager. He's new. He's the brand new owner of the Carolina Panthers. They bring in Matt Rhule. Guess what? He hasn't coached the game yet for the Carolina Panthers. A few hours after they even talk about allowing, quote-unquote, Cam Newton to go out and seek a trade, what do? They bring in Teddy Bridgewater to a team-friendly contract. And let's be real. If you're coming off of a shoulder injury, if you're coming off of a foot injury, where and what is Cam Newton's value? It was inevitable that he was going to be released. It was inevitable that across the NFL, and this is not an NFL issue, in a world right now where we're being told to self-isolate and stay at home and everybody's on self-quarantine, where was Cam Newton going to crisscross around the country and get checked out? He finally had a team-approved physical yesterday, and as of today, he was released by the Carolina Panthers. There's not too much love there for someone who's been a stalwart to the community, for someone who's given his body, for someone who has taken the team to the Super Bowl. But you know what? That's what happens when you have a new regime in. We know the NFL is a cutthroat business. Unfortunately, the writing was on the wall that Cam Newton was going to have to move on whether or not he was injured or not. And now it's time to go ahead and set up the next steps for Cam Newton's career. 31 years old, where is Cam Newton going to go next? And unfortunately, we've seen this at times with quarterbacks who have suffered injuries and have come back. There's a guy who just signed with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at like 42, 43 years old, who about 12 years ago, just completely blew out the ACL and MCL in his knee. His name is Tom Brady. After starting about 111 consecutive games. And what does Tom Brady do after he comes back? He proceeds to lay the foundation on what was already a Hall of Fame career. That's a blown out knee. A little bit older there, but think about that. That was 12 years ago. Think about Peyton Manning. Indianapolis Colts already won a Super Bowl. Loses the feeling in his arm, has a nerve issue between his neck and his arm and the ability to get the ball downfield. He's in the twilight of his career. What does he do? He ends up leaving the Indianapolis Colts. He goes to Denver. This man throws for 55 touchdowns. And then the next thing you know, the defense basically takes them to the Super Bowl. And that's the one that they just ironically just so happened to beat and destroy Cam Newton in. So we know with all of the love going on in the world, the NFL has kept us entertained. The NFL still is a cutthroat business. It's not going to stop for Cam Newton, it's not going to stop for Tom Brady, it's not going to stop for anyone. And it doesn't matter how beloved Cam Newton was in Carolina, the time has come for him to move on. And it's real simple, the choices that he has. Where does Cam Newton need to go next? Does Cam Newton go up to New England? Is Cam Newton a Bill Belichick guy? Is Bill Belichick going to love, you know, Cam Newton showing up in his Pharrell hat and his purple scarf? And is he going to love the pants and the boots? And is he going to want to deal with the sometimes cantankerous personality after a loss? I don't think so. But when you think about the visuals, Bill Belichick standing next to Cam Newton after a loss seems like an entertainment skit. I've never met two sadder guys in my life. I mean, Bill Belichick walks around like an evil Star Wars character. Can he smile? No. Does he growl? Yes. Is he always wearing that ripped up hood? Yes, he absolutely is. But I don't know if Cam Newton would fly up in New England replacing a Tom Brady. Let's be real. The pressure might be a little too high. The expectations might be a little too high. And the good thing about Cam, he can go ahead and take a one-year deal somewhere and continue on with his career. He can show that he's able to perform and stay healthy at a high level and continue on with his career. There's no reason that Cam Newton it's not like he's Tom Brady's age. It's not that he's closer to the finish more than he is the beginning. Who knows? Cam Newton may have a few more years left in his career. But there's no reason to think that, you know, if he's healthy, that he cannot perform for another 8 to 10 years, especially given his size. Just relax a little bit on challenging the defensive backs and the linebackers who are out there to absolutely destroy you. But I think there's one ideal spot for Cam Newton. And it just opened up because Mr. Phil Rivers decided to take a contract with the Indianapolis Colts. And I think the ideal place for Cam Newton right now is Hollywood. I think Cam Newton needs to go to Los Angeles and absolutely light it up with the Los Angeles Chargers. And it's still kind of crazy to say Los Angeles Chargers. Every time I say it, I just want to yell out San Diego. And I'm pretty sure my folks in San Diego feel the same exact way. There's no reason that Cam Newton and his style, there's no reason that Cam Newton and his personality can't go out to the Chargers and help make a difference, okay? Get the ball out to Keenan Allen. Hand the ball off to Austin Eckler. Go ahead and allow Mike Williams to catch a touchdown. Knock over some of those defensive backs, Cam Newton. Los Angeles is tailor-made for Cam Newton. And I've heard some folks, especially in Atlanta, who have basically said that, similar to Todd Gurley, that Cam Newton needs to come home. We've seen Cam Newton continue on social media basically about, hey, everybody, I can throw. Hey, everybody, I can work out. I mean, if I see another Cam Newton Migos video while he's working out and showing us how hard he's sweating, you know, I may have to go to the gym myself. I mean, what else are we going to do? Everybody's trapped inside the house. You know, I may have to follow my own Cam Newton home workout plan. All the gyms closed all over the United States of America. Atlanta's not the spot for Cam Newton. I know he's from Georgia. I know he's from Atlanta. But give Matt Ryan his space. Matt Ryan is in the middle of a 5-year, $100 million contract. He's not coming to replace Matt Ryan. I'm sorry, Quavo from the Migos, for thinking that he could come in and just hand the job to Cam Newton. The Chargers are the absolute move. I think that is the best place for Cam Newton to resurrect his career. If his foot is straight, if his shoulder is straight, I see no reason why he cannot go out and compete. Do I think the Chargers are going to have an amazing year with Cam Newton? No. In my opinion, I believe they'd actually probably be pretty average. But it would be a showcase for Cam Newton to go out and finish and show that he has a whole lot more tread on his tires. 31 years old, there's a whole lot more love for Cam Newton. So in a time and a space where the world needs to be about love and loving our families and loving each other, I think the Chargers and Cam Newton, they're ideal to show love. We got a full show for you this evening, the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. Cam Newton isn't the only big news. Obviously, the Olympics have been pushed back. We're going to bring in an Olympian, someone who participated in the Olympics, to figure out what happens. That happens to be no one other than WBO champion, my main man, Jamel Herring. He's going to come on. Harvey Schiller, the former head executive director of the United States Olympic Committee, he's going to come on. But we're going to keep going on this Cam Newton talk. Where is the best place for him to play? We're going to check in with my main man, Nick Wilson. Okay, he's the midday host of WFNZ in Charlotte, to get his opinion on where your main man Cam Newton needs to go. And then we're going to go ahead and get your opinion and take your phone calls. 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. And we already started the conversation about Cam Newton. This guy's finally been released. He's putting up these workout videos. I have a few places that I think he should go. You know, maybe the Pats, maybe even the Chargers. But I have someone who actually happens to be from the Queen City, from Charlotte. He's an authority. He's the host of the Wilson and Parcells Show on WFNZ in Charlotte. It's Mr. Nick Wilson. Nick, thank you for taking the time to join us this evening. How are you?
I'm doing well, buddy. It's an honor to be here on my first ride along with you. So excited, bud.
Oh, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to have you. But now, first of all, Cam Newton, I have to ask you, what is the vibe in Charlotte right now? This is someone that took the city to a Super Bowl in 2015. This is someone who won an MVP, who put his body on the line. We know there's a new ownership group. We know there's a new regime. How is the city feeling about losing Cam?
They've been pretty down today. Today was a pretty emotional day. And listen, some of it was already going to be this way, right? Cam's the face of the franchise. He's been here for almost a decade. It made sense that there was going to be an enormous amount of people that were upset. But the real issue is the Panthers took what that group right there and they added to it. And they added to it with the way they've treated Cam Newton this entire offseason, with the way Dave Tepper's public comments have been perceived, with the way, you know, 90 minutes before they signed Teddy Bridgewater, they announced they're moving on from Cam Newton with kind of a very crude kind of presentation.
Yeah.
Just, you know, two quotes, one from Marty Herney, one from Dave Tepper. So, you know, listen, it was never going to be the most popular decision in the world, but from a football perspective, you could have understood it one way or another, but you add to it the fact that people feel like Cam has been really disrespected by the Panthers. And, you know, instead of 20% of fans being mad, it is, you know, 75% of people, even people who didn't like him, if you can imagine that, are siding with the way that he really just wasn't treated the way you should treat a guy who is the face of your franchise in the Super Bowl, MVP, Super Bowl, almost Super Bowl winning quarterback, but took you to the Super Bowl. That didn't sit right with people.
Right, absolutely. We have Nick Wilson on the line of WFNZ in Charlotte talking about Cam Newton. Well, Teddy Bridgewater is in. Kyle Allen has been traded up to Washington. What do you think the future is going to look like? Is this just let's see what Teddy Bridgewater looks like? I mean, he has the ability to eventually be cut with too much of an impact. What does the future look like for the Panthers without a Cam Newton?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the overall money in this deal, it's basically a year and a half worth of money. So it definitely is, they're banking on the fact that Teddy just came from New Orleans, where he played in the offense, where new offensive coordinator Joe Brady really learned his roots from in the NFL before he went to LSU. So they're banking on the fact that, you know, Teddy knows the system and that will be good for this offense. And listen, you look at the money they gave him, it's average. In terms of average per year, it's about 17th of the NFL. Guaranteed money, it's about 17th of the NFL. So it's good enough money that if he performs, you got a steal of a contract. And it's also not so bad that if he comes out and really the talent around him just isn't enough for this team to win, well, if you get the number one pick next year, well, then you can take Trevor Lawrence and move on from Teddy Bridgewater, and it wouldn't have really cost you all that much. So, you know, outside of the optics of moving on from Cam, the Teddy Bridgewater deal is really a win-win for this team as they kind of go into a transitional year as an organization off of losing Cam and Luke Kuechly, Greg Olsen, and Ron Rivera.
Absolutely, and we know that those weapons that would have been around Cam Newton are pretty young. You have a Christian McCaffrey, a Curtis Samuel, DJ Moore. These guys haven't even cracked like 24 years old yet for the start of next season. Cam is obviously moving into that 31 years old range. What is the future hold? Because it was almost a given that nobody was going to trade for him coming off those injuries to the shoulder, to the foot. There wasn't a way to put his value out there. There wasn't a way to necessarily give him a physical. And I know he took that, I believe, finally yesterday. So now that he's free, where do you think the ideal landing spot would be for Cam Newton?
Well, I think the ideal, if Cam could draw it up, I think Cam would go somewhere where there is a starting spot that awaits him. And I think the only two places that I think really would make sense there are New England and Los Angeles. And I'm going to be honest with you, people keep throwing up the New England thing because Bill Brady has gone out of his way to compliment Cam Newton and the skill set of Cam Newton and how good, how dangerous of a player Cam Newton is. I don't know that New England makes sense for Cam. One, he would have to go into a situation where he'd be expected to fulfill and replace Tom Brady. And in a situation with a guy in Bill Belichick who's not known for his loyalty. That I'm not talking out of school here, but for a guy who just allowed unemotionally his quarterback of 20 years to walk away. And I think we can also add, I don't know Boston's ready for Cam Newton. I don't know, you know, there's obviously a very complicated history with Boston and the way they've treated superstar athletes, and those superstar athletes haven't been the quarterback of their most popular team. So, to me, I look at Los Angeles, and he'd have to beat out Tyrod Taylor, and I love Tyrod. I'm team Tyrod. I was team tank for Tyrod when I worked in Cleveland. But he's a backup quarterback at this point in his career. You know, Los Angeles, if he fails in Los Angeles, it's not really going to be that noteworthy because the Los Angeles Chargers have been failing in Los Angeles.
Right.
But if he succeeds, well, then he just turned around a franchise that was in the midst of a really needing a renewal. They do have talent there. And, oh, yeah, if he succeeds, he's going to make the Chargers relevant in a way that almost no other quarterback this offseason could have. I think Los Angeles is a win-win-win for Cam. I think it's a low-risk proposition, which doesn't happen often in the NFL.
We have Nick Wilson on the line, WFNZ in Charlotte, handling the middays with Parcell. Question, you spoke a little bit about Cam Newton and his personality, and I agree, it may not be the best fit for him to go up to New England. We know he likes to dress. We know he likes flash. We know he uses his own font on Instagram, even when he's posting these workout videos to show everybody that he's fine. Do you think that he is adverse or a little wary of the pressure of playing in New England, and that he would look at a Los Angeles Chargers as more of a soft landing spot?
I don't know. Here's the thing. Cam is an alpha male. Like, I talked about how leery I would be about putting him in that circumstance of trying to match the greatness of Tom Brady. But Cam is a dude. Like, Cam would not be afraid to step into that. I think I would be more concerned with, you know, a town that, and I don't want to, you know, go too hard into this, but a town that has very complex racial issues with great players in that town.
Yeah.
And replacing a guy who was the once and future king of the quarterback. And not just,
I mean,
you're not just talking about, listen, people don't understand the value of Cam Newton on the field. They don't. They look at interceptions and say, well, he throws too many interceptions. Or they look at, does he throw enough yards? You know, like, Tom Brady was the guy who checked every statistical thing you would want out of a quarterback every year, because this is the way we grade quarterbacks. Cam's the guy that you watch and say, okay, that might not fit neatly into a box score, but that guy wins ball games. And I don't know that after seeing the guy who was 250 yards, three touchdowns, no interceptions, no fumbles, I don't know the guy, all he does is win, no personality, and I'm saying that respectfully to the greatest player in history, Tom Brady, the guy has no personality that we can see. I don't know that plugging a guy who is one of the most nuanced and dangerous players, but that is, it's easy to get lost in stats and say, well, he does this and he doesn't do this. I don't know that people would understand the value of Cam Newton in New England the way they easily would. I mean, Tom Brady is his greatness. You just look at a box score. He's box score great. Cam Newton is the end of the box score, who won, who lost great.
Absolutely. And Cam has been playing the same way since he came out of Westlake in Atlanta, since he was up in Auburn. I mean, this guy, he plays 100 miles per hour. He utilizes his body. Nick, this is my final question to you. How much does he have left in the tank? That shoulder injury, that Lisfranc injury, what's left?
Well, I think, you know, I know we've paid. Listen, the thing that held up trades was his ability to get his foot healthy because of the timing of the surgery, because of the timing of free agency, this coronavirus. That's the stuff that made him really tough to trade. I think the thing that will determine whether he gets back to MVP form or not is the shoulder. It was two serious injuries to his throwing shoulder within the last 4 years. Both required surgery. Both, you know, the last one broke down in the middle of the season after a vicious hit from TJ Watt on a primetime game, Thursday Night Football. I have heard that, you know, the Panthers in their approaches at potentially, this is before this latest Lisfranc injury, but before, you know, when they started looking into signing him to a long-term deal, that the shoulder was the real concern. Mm. That being said, you have a former MVP, a trendsetter, and not just that, Cam is one of the most misunderstood guys in the world because of his malapropisms, you know, the Titanic rides on, all that kind of stuff. He is one of, you know, his teammates love him. When he is healthy, he is one of the most unstoppable players we've ever seen. I don't know if he'll play another year or if he'll play 10 more years. I do know this. When you've got a guy of that skill level and of that worth to your community, if you are a GM and you don't look at that as a worthwhile, if you want to call it risk, but a worthwhile flyer to take on, then I don't know where the priorities of any GMs are. If I was the Chargers, I'd run to him and I'd give him $20 million for a one-year deal, a prove-it deal. If I was in New England, I'm not, and I'm the farthest thing from Bill Belichick, but I would run and give him that kind of contract because right. Even if the football injuries continue, the person you're getting, misunderstood and all, is one is a really fine guy and a leader that you need in your locker room.
Nick Wilson of Wilson and Parcell, middays on WFNZ in Charlotte. Thank you for taking the time to join us here on the JR Sport Brief. Where can people keep up with you online, Nick?
At Nick Wilson Says on Twitter and at Nick Wilson Says on Instagram. Although I will tell you, on Instagram, Big Daddy is all about food. All you're going to see is whatever I'm grilling or my dog. Those are the two things I have on Instagram.
Shout-outs to my main man, Nick Wilson. I'm going to have to go ahead and check out that page. And when we come back after the break, we've heard from Nick Wilson. But I want to know where you think Cam Newton is best served. Where does he need to go to continue his career? Is it in New England? Is it in Los Angeles? Call us up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief right here on CBS Sports Radio. We've been talking about Cam Newton. Why? Because the NFL is what's keeping us going right now. I mean, I saw guys juggling bowling pins the other day on ESPN. ESPN Ocho was supposed to be a joke, but ESPN Ocho is the reality. And thank you for the NFL. Thank you for the free agency period for keeping things alive. The clock is ticking. I'm still worried about it. You know, I see today, I saw the news that a lot of the NFL general managers actually want to push the NFL draft back from the end of April. So while we have NFL free agency and Tom Brady moving to Tampa Bay and Cam Newton being released, I'm going to milk this for what it's worth. This might be it. I'm going to enjoy NFL free agency while it's still active. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief on Twitter, on Instagram. Going to be rocking with you until 2 a.m. Eastern time. You're going to be here with me for about the next 3 hours. And we have been talking about Cam Newton. Thank you to my main man, Wilson. Appreciate you, Nick, for coming on. Much love. He knows exactly what's going on in Carolina. But now it's time to go ahead and take your calls. I see you, Carrie, in Dallas. I see you, Ken, in Michigan. We're not going to waste any time. If you want to talk to me, it's real simple. 855-212-4227. Where does Cam Newton need to go? CBS Radio's The Toll-Free Line is sponsored by Geico. It doesn't matter if you own, if you rent. Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. It's extremely easy, just as easy as talking to Carrie in Dallas, Texas. Carrie, you are on CBS Sports Radio. How are you this Tuesday evening?
Man, I'm doing pretty good. I'm just hanging out, drinking some beer, playing some darts, you know, listening to good old JR in at late at night, you know what I mean?
I appreciate you, Carrie. Well, just go easy on the darts. Make sure if you're having a beer, make sure the darts end up on the board and nowhere else, okay?
Oh, man, I'm pretty good, man. I'm pretty good. Ain't nothing to worry about.
All right, cool, Carrie. So where do you think is the best spot? Where is the ideal landing spot for Mr. Cam Newton now that he's basically gone from Carolina?
Well, I'm actually going to have to agree with our buddy we were just talking to, man. L.A. would probably be the best spot for him, A, because I don't think Bill Belichick really wants to put up with nothing against Cam Newton, but I think he's a little emotional. I think he's got a little bit of a sensitive side. He likes to act out. And I don't think he wants to put up with it again like he did with Brady. So I think he's going to overlook Cam. And, you know, it works out for L.A. You know, the Rams, you know, they need somebody. So I think, you know, I can see Cam Newton going there. Like, I totally agree with his points, you know.
Are you putting Cam Newton in the same emotional category as Tom Brady? How?
I don't know. I have to say they're very sensitive. You know, if things aren't going my way, well, you know, I'm just going to sit there and kind of put on my sad face. I mean,
okay.
I have to say.
Okay, well, thank you, Carrie, for calling up. I appreciate you, Carrie, my main man holding it down in Dallas. I've seen plenty of Cam Newton's sad face. But I think Cam Newton a lot of times gets a bad rap because of his passion for the game. And I think people take, for better or worse, people sometimes look at his fashion and they look at his demeanor and they don't think he's passionate. His teammates absolutely love him. I mean, Christian McCaffrey basically put up an entire post talking about how much he's going to miss playing with Cam Newton. His teammates love him. The city loves him. Cam gives his time to the city. I'm not gonna say that, you know, he's some super powder that is gonna potentially bring a team down. That's not the move. That's not it at all. Where do you think the ideal landing spot is for Cam Newton? I think he should go to the Chargers. Some people are telling me, I'm checking my Twitter at JR Sport Brief. Some people are telling me, well, he needs to move Drew Lock out away from the Broncos. Somebody's telling me Miami. No, Miami just needs to draft the quarterback. Where do you think Cam Newton needs to go? 855-212-4CBS. We're taking your calls. I see you, Tony, in Vancouver, but right now we're going to check in with my main man, Ken, from Michigan. Ken, you are on CBS Sports. Ken.
Yes.
Slow down, brother. You okay?
Yes, I am. I think that L.A. would be the perfect spot for Cam Newton.
Okay.
Not only is he an alpha male, but he embraces that lifestyle out there, LeBron James type, Kyrie, the other big guy over there with the Clippers.
Kawhi Leonard?
Leonard. And I just think Boston's a real bad situation for him coming in after Brady. You know, I knew Brady at the University of Michigan. But and I'm sad that he didn't retire or stay with the team because you know it's he made $600 million. What's a few more million anyway?
Right. You know he's gonna make between $50 and $60 million. But let me ask you a question, Ken. You said that the lifestyle in L.A. is befitting for Cam Newton. What do you mean by that? I wouldn't put him in a LeBron James category.
Hollywood. The chance to do movies. The chance to. Okay. Grow your brand like LeBron James has done.
Okay.
I think those things are attractive to him. Plus, the fact that they're moving into a new stadium and they need a major attraction to get people to come and see the Chargers.
Correct. Thank you, Ken, for swinging on by. Appreciate you. Thank you, Ken. Yeah, Ken didn't want to say hi to me, but he was just ready to go. I appreciate you, Ken, up in Michigan, and that is correct. If there's anything that the Chargers need as they move into that stadium, it's an attraction. It's some fans. They basically played in a slap-together football stadium, and when I say football, I mean soccer, that nobody showed up to. Every Chargers game was basically an away game. They might as well have just given away tickets to kids at camp. I mean, that wasn't the move for the Chargers. Tony, Gary, Preston, I see everybody out there. Let's continue here on the JR Sport Brief Show. Let's talk to Tony hanging out in Vancouver, Washington. Tony, you're on CBS Sports Radio. How are you?
Hey, I have no idea where Cam's going to go. I just wish him the best of health. But the question I have is I keep hearing people saying that, you know, I'm going to talk about Tom Brady a little bit, that Tom Brady's got to learn the Tampa Bay offense and Bruce Arians' offense. That is not the case, okay? They got to learn Tom Brady's offense. He's 43 years old. The guy can't move anymore. You're going to see the same offense you saw in New England, quick passes, timing passes, get the ball out of his hand fast. That's why he wanted the number of the players, because it's going to be his offense because he can't hold on to the ball. He's a statue.
Absolutely. And I'm not going to say Tom Brady is a complete statue, but he certainly is not Lamar Jackson. Thank you, Tony, for calling in from Washington. I agree with you. Tom Brady, this is his show. If there's anything that Tom Brady is missing right now by playing in Tampa Bay, it boils down to the fact that he does not have an underneath receiver and he needs to be protected on an offensive line. Now, having said that, I do want to give Tom Brady some credit for being able to maneuver in the pocket and still be able to deliver his passes. No one is going to mistake him for Russell Wilson or Kyler Murray or Lamar Jackson. That's not the case. But the man certainly knows he has pocket presence. Let's give him that much credit. And he does have Chris Godwin and Mike Evans. He just needs somebody underneath to get the ball out to. Let's go out to Rocky Top, Tennessee. We're going to talk to Gary. Gary, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Where does Cam Newton need to go?
Hey, first of all, JR, I listened to your whole show yesterday, and at the end of the show, I said to myself, this is a man I can listen to night after night. You have a really great on-air presence, so keep it coming, buddy.
Hey, thank you, Gary.
You're welcome. As for Cam Newton, first of all, if he were to end his career right now, my everlasting image of him would be standing there in a Super Bowl looking at that fumbled football.
Oh, and stepping back
from him. And that was his Super Bowl ring laying there, and he let somebody else get it. So, man, he's got to do something to erase that image from him. He's got to come on somewhere. And you know what? I don't know exactly where he could be, but the biggest problem with him right now is, though, you got all these guys about to be drafted that everyone is coveting. So they're kind of overlooking him, and they're after one of those guys that they think they could he'll make their everlasting quarterback out of. So what do you think? Are they kind of in his way? That's what I want to toss out there. And thank you, buddy, for the time.
Oh, absolutely, Gary. Thank you for calling up. I agree with you, Gary. I think that's something a lot of people are omitting. I mean, when I look at my messages and what people are telling me, they're like, yo, Cam Newton in Miami. Yo, Cam. No. Miami needs to go get somebody like Tua. Let's be real, and that's another reason that I believe also that the New England Patriots are in no rush to go out and just – get a quarterback. They're not in a rush to trade for a quarterback. Why? You know, is Andy Dalton's going to be released? He's going to be released. You might as well evaluate the full pool of players that will be available. It's very simple. It's extremely simple. There is a deep pool of quarterbacks who are coming out as well as the wide receivers. We have to keep that in mind, that this offseason, albeit it's the most exciting thing for us right now as sports fans, there's still some more things to go. Or still some more things to witness. I mean, Tua basically put out a whole video yesterday letting everybody know that he is capable of delivering a pass and that his hip is A-okay. We got a lot of calls here. Preston, Javier, CJ, Jose, Joe, don't go anywhere. We're going to keep on rocking here on CBS Sports Radio. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Let's go out to Los Angeles. Okay, that's where I think Cam Newton should go. Let's talk to my main man, Preston. Preston, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's going on, my man?
I'm terrific. What's on your mind?
You know, I just have some issue with people talking about how Cam Newton shouldn't be signed. There were a couple of clowns on ESPN today saying that there's nobody really that should sign him. But yet you're going to look at a guy like
Bad Jameis, idea. Bad idea.
Jameis Winston, who has no integrity at all, but people are trying to sign him, a guy who's been suspended for, you know, some inappropriate stuff. Ryan Tannehill gets, what, $90 million guaranteed? What have you done? Your career, $500 million, but yet they're giving you $90 million guaranteed, and you don't want to sign a guy who's been to the Super Bowl already? It just makes no common sense. I'm just confused. Can you help straighten that out a little bit?
So what are you confused about? You're confused about the money that Ryan Tannehill got, or are you confused about why Jameis Winston is what exactly is the question?
I guess what I'm asking is, why are people so reticent to sign Cam Newton, but they're ready to sign a guy like Jameis Winston, who hasn't proven much, doesn't have any integrity, and a guy like Ryan Tannehill, who has been average at best as a quarterback, and here's a guy, Cam Newton, who's proven himself, gotten to a Super Bowl, and is ready to take over for a team like the Chargers or the Patriots.
Well, I think to answer the first part of your question, and thank you, Preston, for calling up from Los Angeles, this is what it boils down to. I agree with you when you talk about Ryan Tannehill. Ryan Tannehill was an awesome game manager last year and a surprise for the Tennessee Titans once they went ahead and sat down Marcus Mariota, okay? Going out there, throwing for 22 touchdowns, minimal interceptions, minimal turnovers. He helped lead the charge. High completion rate, but Derrick Henry was the one who basically almost got them to the Super Bowl. Okay? That's what it boils down to. They think he's perfect for the system, and they trust him enough that maybe the Miami Dolphins stink. Maybe they screwed up with Ryan Tannehill. I'm not going to put him in the same boat as Jameis Winston and then also Cam Newton. Cam Newton and Jameis Winston are in the same exact spot. And I'm not gonna bring up Jameis Winston's issues about his integrity. This is someone who at this point in time is, I believe, 26, 27 years old. I'm not going to ignore his transgressions. Worst things, terrible things go on in the NFL. And I don't know if people are looking at Cam Newton any different than Jameis Winston. One is coming off injuries, and one has a problem throwing the football to the wrong team. They're in the same boat right now. And Jameis Winston, he may have to head somewhere else as a backup just to prove that he still belongs in the NFL. When we come back after the break, we're going to continue this talk. Where does Cam Newton need to go? I see you, Javier, CJ, Jose, Joe, and Kevin. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.